Hi there, welcome along. It's the Sweet Spot. Bruce Millington and Steve Palmer with the Racing Post's weekly golf show. Four tournaments to look ahead to, and of course the US Open. We'll recap on that. First of all, though, many thanks to everybody who joined us on the Sweet Spot Live on Sunday for the final round of the US Open. Huge viewing figures, really, really great engagement. Loads of lovely comments, really appreciated all that. It was great to have your company. And Steve, a momentous victory for Sheffield. The second time the Northern City has provided a major winner in 6 years after Danny Willett's US Masters triumph. Matt Fitzpatrick, what a man. Absolutely superb performance. A riveting night. He saw off the excellent challenges of Will Zalatoris and Scotty Scheffler, of course. My question to you is, how many majors do you think Matt Fitzpatrick will win before he's done?
He said he was going to win six, actually, in his media conference afterwards, which was quite, I don't know whether he was toying with the press men, but yeah, he predicted six for himself. I think that's quite an ambitious haul, but yeah.
He's such a nerd though, isn't he? He's probably got it all worked out on his computer spreadsheet. He's really analytical, isn't he?
Yeah, he might have mapped it out, but yeah, I think now he's added some driver length. I mean, that was the big breakthrough for him, isn't it? He's out driving Will Zalatoris on Sunday. He was out driving Dustin Johnson earlier in the week. He's got this swing speed up. And, he's weakness-free now, I suppose. I mean, the one thing that's always putting me off with Matt Fitzpatrick is this cack-handed chipping technique. You know, as a snobby purist that I am, I find that hard to watch. And, I'd be much more inclined to back him if he didn't do that. But aside from that slight chipping issue, you could say he's weakness-free now. He's added that length because that was his significant problem.
And we know now that he can, tough it out in the hardest of circumstances, because that was a big old test, wasn't it? To make no mistake there, Zalatoris gave everything, so did Scheffler. I mean, he had to play so well to win that.
Yeah, 17 greens in regulation when going out with the league with the lead on Sunday. I mean, that was a phenomenal ball striking performance, because he missed a lot of short putts. I mean, he could afford to miss short putts, because he was Faldo-esque from tee to green, wasn't he? I mean, yeah, this is it. He's perhaps turning into the new Nick Faldo. I mean, to answer your question, I skirted around the issue. I think I'd probably go for two if you put a gun to my head. I think you'd probably win two majors. There was a big chance last week given his course history. It's very popular in the market. He has a general 25-1 chance. This is a shock victory because he had that course win, and it seemed to give him that real inspiration and belief, didn't it? Because he was unbeaten at the US Amateur. He finished third in the stroke play element of that tournament, and then won the match play element. So he feels like the king of Brookline, and rightly so.
But also, obviously, his 2022 form just generally has been absolutely superb as well, hasn't it? So as
absolutely.
You say, it's hard to see any flaws in the fella's game.
Yeah, he had seven top tens on the PGA Tour coming into that. So that consistency has finally got the reward. I mean, it wasn't a total disaster for us, because we've tipped him for the DP World Tour rankings at the start of the year on the basis that he would get this bumper check in the US Open. And he's certainly got the bumper check. He's played in one DP World Tour ranking event, and he's won it, and he's third in the rankings. It shows how important those big events are in the DP World Tour.
Every cloud. And just one more thing. I mean, that bunker shot from 18 behind the Isle of Grass was just absolutely astonishing. I think at the time when we were doing Sweet Spot Live, we didn't quite appreciate how difficult it was, but it was an astonishing shot, wasn't it?
It will go down in history, as Will Zalatoris said. I mean, Will Zalatoris, his jaw dropped when Fitzpatrick pulled off that shot. Fitzpatrick is a really fast player, and he said in that situation, that helped him, because he said if he'd had time to think about how hard that shot was, he might not have pulled it off, but he just got straight in there. He let his natural ability take over and let it flow. And he didn't mean to aim that close to the flag. He said he was aiming further left, and then he got a bit more cut than he expected. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, glorious way to finish a golf tournament.
And I would say Zalatoris has gone up in my estimation as well, to use the Kevin Keegan phrase. I thought it was an absolute gent. Afterwards, he went up to Mr. and Mrs. Fitzpatrick and said, if I was going to lose a major like this, I'd rather it was your son than anyone else. He was very magnanimous in defeat. I thought he came out of it with enormous credit, not just with the way he played and scrapped on the course, but also the way he conducted himself afterwards. So he's a fine young man, an official fine young man now.
Yeah, he's an official fine young man, but he's also got some real guts, hasn't he? Because over those closing 13 holes, he was 3 under par in the mix. He fought back after an edgy start, And his putting performance, again, was remarkable. He putts so well in the majors and so rubbish in the regulation events. It's a real quirk of Zalatoris. And he's had four runner-up finishes on the PGA Tour. Three of them have come in majors. Astonishing.
Absolutely. And another thing I thought about the three at the head of affairs, temperament, all had a good temperament. And I think, you know, we're seeing yet again the issues with John Rahm. He was getting so down on himself, wasn't he? He was really, really boiling over. I mean, you can understand his frustration. If I was John Rahm, I'd be worse. I'd be breaking clubs and swearing and doing, bursting into tears. But, yeah, you know, you can't win golf tournaments like that, can you?
It's intensity, and it is a massive disappointment on Sunday. He talked a really good game all week from the pre-tournament media conference onwards. I sensed a quiet confidence, but I thought he was in a good place mentally. But yeah, he clearly lets things get the better of him, doesn't he? You know, they're too intense. He bogeyed the two easiest holes on the front nine, the fifth and the eighth. They're pickup holes, and he bogeyed him. Two over par for that front nine, closing 74, tied for 12th place. He's dropped to third in the world rankings now, and I think he'd be full of self-loathing, you know. I think... you could have a small mental crisis for Rahm.
Anyone else you want to talk about?
He'll hate himself more than I hated him after his performance.
Oh, no, you can't hate. You can.
I know, hate's a strong word.
No.
We're lovers.
A bit dismayed with him, let's say. Yeah, anyone else good or bad you want to highlight?
I think Scotty Scheffler didn't do much wrong, did he? I think we've got to give him another pat on the back, the chef there. That's a top 20 finish in eight of his last nine majors. A top two finish in six of his last 11 tournaments. I mean, he's way ahead at the top of the world rankings now. We were talking on Sunday about how no one's managed to get clear and stay there for ages. You know, the way the chef is going, he may well be the man.
That's a swanky T-shirt. Is that the Killers, I can see? Let's have a lean back a bit.
Oh, that is the Killers. That is the Killers. Yeah, that was it. That was an emergency purchase at that gig I went to because
wear a top.
Well, I had to go to the merchandise store to get Grace a Blossoms top because it was a big birthday treat. And the rain was coming down so hard on that walk. You know, it's only a 5-minute walk from where I was to there. But I was completely drenched through and, you know through to my pants, so to speak. They didn't sell Killer's pants, but I had to buy this just because I couldn't go back into the hospitality bit looking like I did, looking like a drowned rat.
That's the second time, isn't it, you've had to buy emergency merch. Do you remember when we were stuck in Barcelona because of the volcano and we literally had packed just for one night? So we had to go to the Barcelona club shop to buy Barcelona underpants, didn't we?
And they were quite tight fitting, weren't they?
I kept mine for ages though as a memento.
they were designed for children, weren't they? And I don't pack a huge punch in that area, but it really did restrict. But this won't find the winners.
No, it certainly won't. Okay, well, let's move on and look ahead because we've got four tournaments this week. Let me spell out what we've got. US Tour goes to the Travelers Championship. We've got the BMW in Germany on the DP World Tour. And then we've got the US Seniors Open and the Women's PGA. So tons to get through. We'll start, obviously, with the class event, which is the Travelers Championship over there in the US. Here is how Boyle Sports bet. Oh, my eyesight's so bad. 8-1, Rory McIlroy. 8-1, Scotty Scheffler. 9, Justin Thomas. So straight away, you can see what a great event this is. 12, Patrick Cantlay. 14, Xander Schauffele. 14, Sam Burns. 16, Jordan Spieth. 22, Sung Jae-im and Joaquin Neiman and Tony Finau. 28 bar. 10 each way places, which is good news. So, Steve, real star-studded tournament this. Where are we and tell us about the course?
We're at TPC River Highlands, Cromwell, Connecticut. 6,852 yards. Par 70, only two par fives. Has hosted since 1984. Jim Furyk carded a 58 in the 2016 Travelers Championship, which tells you all you need to know about the challenge. I mean, this is a doddle for the tour professionals. Glorified putting competition. There's not much wind in the forecast.
So who will it suit? Good putters, I presume.
Yeah. You have to bring a good putter to this one. It's going to be, four rounds in the 60s to win this.
All right. Excellent. How many selections?
Four.
Good man. Main tip?
Patrick Cantlay. 12-1 with Boyle Sports, getting 10 each way places. 16-1 available elsewhere with fewer places.
There's rumours he's going to join the LIV. Cantlay, I've heard Matsuyama, I've heard Brooks Koepka,
Adrian Ansah. He's already there.
Abraham Ansah. I think that's about it. Who have you heard?
Well, I mean, yeah, the rumours are abound, aren't they? But as Gianni Schifele said the other day, he's not seen anyone go yet that's moved the needle for him. You know, Schifele wants to play against the best players. He said the needle hasn't been moved.
Well, DJ obviously is one, isn't he? Come off it. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here.
Yeah, yeah, but did it move the needle? I mean, he's talking about like the PGA Tour becoming worse than the LIV Golf Tour. Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's going to be enough needle movers out there for us to fret at this stage. If we are indeed fretting,
I'm not fretting. There's much bigger things in the world to fret about. That's for sure.
So, it's only golf. It's only golf, and I don't know. I'd be surprised.
It's not only
Patrick.
Golf, obviously. Isn't it? There's a lot more to it than that. Sorry, that was a silly comment. But you know. Concentrating on the golf, let's get back to that because that's what people are tuning in for. They're tuning in for winners, and you like Patrick Cantlay. Why?
I do, because he once carded a round of 60 on this course when he was still an amateur. The 2011 Travelers Championship, Cantlay's second ever PGA Tour star. And he finished the tournament in 24th place. It was a huge statement. He was the best amateur in the world. He was ready to take the PGA Tour by storm. Hasn't been plain sailing since then because he's had lots of injury issues. But from 2017 onwards, he's established himself as a member of the elite. Six PGA Tour titles at the age of 30. FedEx Cup champion, President's Cup winner, Ryder Cup winner. And this year, he could easily have won the Phoenix Open, got beaten by the Scheff in a playoff. He could easily have won the RBC Heritage, got beaten by Jordan Spieth in a playoff. He did win the Zurich Classic pairs event alongside Xander Schifele, and he's played some great golf in his last two starts. Third in the Memorial, 14th in the US Open last week. Each day his round improved by a shot, 72, 71, 70, 69. His last four Travelers starts, form figures of 15, 15, 11, 13. And putting, as we mentioned, is key. His putter can turn into a magic wand. I think last year's BMW Championship, you might remember that one. It was a great, entertaining tournament. Him and Bryson DeChambeau dueling. I think that's a noteworthy pointer to this week. Yeah, big, noisy crowds for that one. Low scoring event. Cantlay produced the best putting performance of all time to win it. This week, yeah, big, massive galleries for this one. I think it's why it's attracted so many of the big names. Yeah, it's a nice, easy course, massive galleries. Yeah, I think Cantlay can conjure something similar to that BMW performance.
Okay, so Steve Cantlay this week. He'd much rather back Cantlay. Who else do you like?
Next best, Denny McCarthy. You were banging on about a lot last week because of your Grange Hill passion. 55-1 with Ball Sports getting 10 places, 66-1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. He can take great confidence from that US Open. His ball striking's improved a lot this year. Seventh in the US Open underlines that. Yeah, that's his best major effort by a long way. It followed fifth place in the Memorial. He hasn't missed a cut since the Phoenix Open. He's been really catching the eye, threatening a PGA Tour breakthrough. And this week, this assignment suits him better than all the other ones he's been doing well in. He's one of the best putters in the circuit. You'd fancy his first victory to come in a low-scoring event. He won the 2018 Korn Ferry Tour Championship with a 23 under par total. I think he feasts on birdies this week. Denny McCarthy, big prize.
Excellent. Third.
Maverick McNealy, sweet spot regular, 60-1 with Ball Sports getting 10 each way places, 80-1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. Another magnificent putter, all my four flat stick masters. And McNealy seems to thrive on shorter courses. This is one of the shortest courses on the circuit. He was second in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am last year. He was fourth in the RBC Heritage. He's a two-time PGA Tour runner-up. I think he's certain to shed that maiden tag at some stage. Former world number one amateur. All the best form he's got on the PGA Tour has come on Poana Greens, Pebble Beach, Silverado, Riviera, Torrey Pines. He gets his favourite surface again this week.
Excellent. Who else do you like? Who's the final tip?
The finale is Mackenzie Hughes, 70-1 with balls getting 10 places, 125-1 available elsewhere with fewer each way places. He once carded a round of 60, same as Cantlay. He's got a round of 60 on this track. Finished third in the 2020 Travelers Championship. He's also got a 64 to his name on this track. Another one with a putting stroke to die for. I think this setup's ideal for him. 28th in the Canadian Open when we were on him, 24th in the US Open. I think he'll build on those efforts at Cromwell.
And three of your four tips have got Mook in their name. Have you noticed that?
I haven't noticed that. That's a good spot. What does that mean? Is that an omen?
I mean, anything whatsoever. It's just a little bit of a coincidence. Anyone else you want to talk about, Steve? I mean, out of those front two, I've got to say, I'd much rather pack Scheffler than McIlroy. I mean, unfortunately, McIlroy just keeps meeting with these mini calamities on a regular basis. Scheffler's a much more serene operator, isn't he?
Well, the favourite's got a Mook in as well. Maybe that is an element. I think Mook Roy is a surprising entry. It's a surprising entry because this is his fourth week in competition. He's got Memorial, Canadian Open victory, US Open travellers.
Aren't they paying him quite a few quid in appearance money at the moment, just to kind of, you know, keep the quality up on the US tour, just to make sure that, you know, they're saying, look, we're still the number one operation round here?
Quite possibly, yeah. I mean, me being the old romantic, thought they were all here because, you know, you get massive enthusiastic crowds at this event, and I thought they might just want to, you know, make some birdies and entertain the crowds. But you're probably right. But so yeah, I just wonder whether he's mentally fatigued after, you know, 3 weeks in the spin, in the thick of things. You know, wasted another strong start last week. So I can avoid McIlroy at short prices. Scheffler, much more tempting. Yeah, but Lady Luck's turned against him a little bit. Any playoff loss at Colonial, one shot defeat at Brooklyn. No, it's like a winning habit. Yeah, when you lose that winning habit, it's sort of I can do without him. I think he's another one that could do without a week off. So I just don't have passion for those market leaders. You know, McIlroy, Scheffler, Justin Thomas. I can't generate passion when I don't think they're going to have passion for the event. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do indeed. It's a really good field though, isn't it, Steve? Looking forward to this no end, aren't you?
It's a ruddy good field. It's a ruddy good tournament. It's a ruddy good world.
It is, isn't it? Let's move across to the BMW International next, which takes place somewhere near Hamburg. Here are Boyle Sports prices. They offer 8 places here. So 10 in America, 8 here. So if you want your transatlantic doubles, there's every incentive. And Billy Horschel is a clear favourite on the stars of the US Tour. He's coming over for this. He's 10-1. I wonder if you'll see any of his West Ham mates on the way over. He's very good mates with Nobes, isn't he? He might have a little game with Nobes, perhaps.
Maybe.
16, Louis Oosthuizen, 20, Sergio Garcia. Blimey, a couple of defectors to the Liv are at the top of the market there. Thomas Peters is 20, so's Jordan Smith. 20, Bernd Wiesberger, 20, Ryan Fox. And then it's the usual DP World Tour faces. 22, Rasmus Højgaard, 25, Bobby McIntyre, 28, Victor Perez, 30, Oliver Becker. Tell us about the venue.
Golf Club München Eichenried, Munich, Germany. 7,284 yards, par 72, 4 par 5s. It's hosted 24 times. So, you know, course form students can have a field day. Most recently, 2013, 2015, 2017, 2019. Flat, straightforward Parkland layout. John Daly, one of our favourites, reached 27 under par in 2001. You got sunny, windless skies this week. So, yeah, both sides of the Atlantic, birdie fests.
I thought Sunny Windless was a player. I thought you were going to mention
South African centre forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
With loads of birdies. Do you like birdies? We all like birdies.
Love them. How many tips?
4
again. 2 four-pronged assaults. Without further ado, your main selection is...
Jordan Smith, 20-1 with Boyle Sports getting 8 each-way places. 22-1 available elsewhere with fewer places. He's gone up a level this year in terms of consistency. He's never been happy with his equipment. He's delighted with the team he's got around him now. Recently married, turns 30 in November. Banking healthy checks on a regular basis. 12th in Abu Dhabi, 9th in Dubai. Runner-up in the RAS Championship. Runner-up at Peckham Wood. 10th in the European Open last time out. I think this solidity will turn into a trophy at some stage fairly soon. A bit like Fitzy, actually. You know, consistently on leaderboards. Yeah, I think the reward will come. He led going into the weekend of the European Open. He was disappointed to finish 10th there. He's only had one European Tour title. It's a frustratingly low total for a player with his ball striking ability. He's always been one of the best ball strikers on the DP World Tour. I just think he's in the right frame of mind at the moment to end this victory drought soon. His game's in terrific nick. He's going to get back to winning ways. And it may well come in Germany, because Germany was the scene of his maiden title, the 2017 European Open. He came close to success in Germany in the 2019 BMW International at the same course being used this week. He led after 3 rounds. He finished 3rd. There's clearly something about Deutschland that gets Smithy going.
OK, who's the next best?
Next best is Richard Mansell.
You like him, don't you?
I do like him. 33-1 with Boyle Sports getting 8 places. 45-1 available elsewhere with fewer places. Two Englishmen head the assault. An improving 27-year-old, one of the best ball strikers on the circuit. Like Smithy, yeah, those two real flushers. Putting's been holding him back, but he's got a new putting coach. He recruited a new putting coach a little while ago, and the signs are really positive. His short game stats, much sharper lately, getting some excellent results. His form figures in his last 6 regulation DP World Tour events. 30, 26, 8, 23, 9, 3. That third place finish came in the European Open in Germany. He missed the cut in the US Open last week. No disgrace in that. First stateside major. Good learning experience. Yeah, I expect Nigel to get straight back in business on the DP World Tour.
So we've got Jordan Smith and Nigel Mansell. They've both got F1 connotations, haven't they? You've got Richard Mansell through Eddie Jordan and Nigel Mansell. Let's see if we can get an F1 theme out of the next person. If it's Nicholas von Dellinghausen, I think we might struggle. Con, who is it?
I think you've got your work cut out. It's Hurley Long, who is 80-1 with Boyle Sports. Yeah. There's a long home straight at Monza, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I suppose yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. We've blown it.
80-1 with Boyle Sports getting 8 places. 90-1 available elsewhere with fewer each way places. He's a sweet spot regular. There was lots of chuckles. We just had some chuckles. There was lots of chuckles when I started tipping Hurley Long at like really enormous, crazy prices. I don't think anyone's chuckling now.
No, they're not.
Hurley Long has proven
it. Trying not to chuckle.
Like a goldfish there.
Yeah, I was trying to look solemn. Go on.
Goldfish do look pretty solemn. It's not.
Yeah, they do. Well, you would do, wouldn't you? I mean, Christ, what a rubbish life. Just, you know, you're in
it's not that bad, is it?
Because you've got a little tank all the time, aren't you?
Second memory, though. That is an amazing life, isn't it? Every new corner, yeah, you've forgotten
yeah,
it.
Yeah, every 8 seconds. They fit. Well, how do you know that?
I don't know how they know that.
Anyway.
How do they? There must have been one that just spilt the beans. I taught one that spoke. I say, yeah, how do they? It winds me up. People say these things.
Yeah,
I know. But nobody's chuckling now. Nobody's chuckling.
No, they're not.
Hurley Long has proven himself at this level. Third place in the Ras Al Khaimah Classic. Second place in the Kenya Open. Sixth place in the British Masters. 10th place in the Dutch Open. It's an improving 26-year-old German licking his lips about teeing up in Munich this week. He's won on the Challenge Tour. I think he's good enough to win on the DP World Tour. He's the pick of the Germans for me.
And finally,
Niklas Norgaard-Muller. 70-1 with Boyle Sports getting 8 places. 80-1 available elsewhere. Danish powerhouse. The Hogard brothers have been getting all the attention from Danish golf fans, and you know, everyone bangs on about the Hogard brothers, and obviously I love the Hogard brothers, but Niklas Norgaard-Muller is not far behind in terms of talent. Really promising player. He's a 30-year-old, you know, immense length. He won a Nordic Golf League event when he was still a teenager. He's a three-time champion on that circuit. He played well on the Challenge Tour last year. Now he's clearly settled in on the DP World Tour. His last three starts: 31st in the Dutch Open, 10th in the European Open in Germany, 9th in the Scandinavian Mixed. This is a player I've had my eye on for a while. Been desperate to back him, but he hasn't done enough. But now the time has come. Niklas Norgaard-Muller.
I think the Danes might win the World Cup, you know, 33-1.
Well, if there was a blooming golf World Cup, they would have a very good chance, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I'm talking about the football one.
It's a shame, isn't it, by the way,
that we're not in the midst of a football World Cup now, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah, we could do with that, couldn't we? Mash is all excited about this Christmas World Cup. He thinks it'll work out well. If you're not a big fan of Christmas, which I'm not especially, you know, it can sort of replace Christmas a little bit, can't it?
What don't you like about Christmas?
Oh, just the high expectation levels everyone has, you know. The Danes. Yeah, I'll have a look at that. Jensen still the midfield scheme?
Johnny Jensen, no, he's not. Let's have a quick chat about the market leader in Germany, Billy Horschel. I think he's come over to mainland Europe and won tournaments before, hasn't he?
Very much so, John. Yeah, the flagship event. Dear, okay.
Sorry, mate. I normally try and mute myself when I cough. I don't know if you ever notice. You sort of see my finger coming onto the screen.
No, you didn't get your finger out quick enough. That just came out. He's the highest ranked player in the field, and he won the BMW PGA Championship last year. So, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a runner, but he's a course debutant. He's a course debutant.
Can you not just outclass these, though?
Is he up for it? I mean, you talk about appearance fees. I guess BMW might have thrown him a few quid as well. I just thought he was too short. Yeah, I'm much more attracted by the others. Lou Eustahelzen is a LIV Golf defector. I mean, the LIV Golf defectors have lots of difficult questions coming their way this week. Yeah, will they be allowed to play on this tour for much longer? Who knows? Well, Keith Pelly probably knows. Dropped to the top of my pen there. Yeah, I just think the LIV Golf defectors, you can sort of, their minds all over the place at the moment. So,
yeah, I mean, is it gone? While you are doing that, I can talk, because Keith Pelly, obviously the supremo of the DP World Tour, has got a difficult question to answer, hasn't he? Because obviously the USPGA have banned the LIV defectors from their common or garden events. They can still play in the majors, but the DP World Tour is struggling for star names. There's no doubt about it. So if they were to say, look, you know, there's only 7 more of these LIV tournaments, when you're not playing in them, you can come and play with us. It would certainly add luster to those fields, wouldn't it? But then I suppose, you know, the Jordan Smiths and the Bernd Wiesbergs who ply their trade every week might be saying, well, hang on a sec, that's not fair. So there's going to be all sorts of kerfuffles and shenanigans, isn't there, to come before this is resolved.
There are, and I think it depends a lot on the details of that strategic alliance between the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. Yeah, there's a lot made of that when it was announced, you know, a year or so ago. And, you know, what are the nuts and bolts of that? Because Keith Pelly must be desperate just to rip that up and just, like, become... You know, make the DP World Tour stronger for all the LIV players coming in. So, yeah, I don't know what the PGA Tour will hate the DP World Tour if we rip that agreement up, but then they may do so out of selfish reasons.
Whoever thought we'd be having a chat about the nuts and bolts of a strategic alliance on the Sweet Spy?
This is not me. This is what they come to see.
Where should we go next? Should we do the Women's PGA Championship next?
We better, Adam. Ladies first, if we're allowed to say that at least.
Right.
And then we'll move on to seniors. Yeah, ladies before seniors.
Okay, right then. Here we go. Boyle Sports offer six places here. And they go Jin Young Ko at 8, Nelly Corder at 9, Lydia Ko at 11, Minji Lee at 12, Lexi Thompson 14, Brooke Henderson at 16, Ataya Titical 22, Leona Maguire 25, 28. Bar, where the dickens is this taking place and who's going to win it?
We're at the Blue Course at Congressional Country Club, Maryland, where Rory McIlroy famously won his only US Open in 2011. Staging its first lady major this week. It's had a massive redesign since then, actually, so it's a totally different course. Nobody in the field will know it. It's a recent redesign. Nobody in the field will have any course knowledge. And who is going to win it?
Yeah.
Sorry, you threw two questions at the thing. I'm still a bit hazy from the US Open, so I can't handle more than one question. But yeah.
Did you go straight to bed after? What was your gap between us coming off air at about midnight or whenever it was and you going to bed?
An hour and a half, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's
an hour
a long and a half. Time.
Yeah.
I had a quick tincture, I must admit. I did have a quick glass of red and just a little reflection and a sort of period of silence, because it does take it out of you, all that chat, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I had a couple of cans, and then, funnily enough, I had an Eton mess after that.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, because there were some puddings left over from the barbecue. And,
how nice.
Yeah, a strange combo. So, yeah, I was quite late going to bed, but yeah. But I was up the next day attacking these golf tournaments.
Good,
and,
man.
Yeah, I feel like I've got this one I get very excited about each way quadruples, as you know. And I think with four tournaments this week, we've got to have a go. And I'm going to go with
each way lucky 15s are the way, by the way.
Oh, blimey.
Because if you're betting at big prices, which you always are in golf, even if sort of one gets placed, it can repay quite a fair bit of your outlay. And yeah, I think, you know, I know you go for gold with your each way quadruple, but I like a little each way lucky 15. So who's going to be the lady that carries our hopes on this leg?
Well, the thing is, Ball Sports have got this lady as favorite, and other firms have not got her as favorite. And but you get more places with Ball Sports, of course. It's Jin Young Ko, who 8-1 with balls getting six places, 11-1 available elsewhere with fewer places. She's just had a much needed week off. She's like the Sung Jae-im of the LPGA Tour. She likes to play a lot. These Koreans have got a great work ethic, it seems. But she sensibly skipped the Major Classic last week to freshen herself up for the PGA. Most of her rivals played in that one. I just think Ko is a little bit more fresher and be sharper for this. You know, Nelly Corder, much respected in the market. She's just easing her way back into competition after a long injury layoff. She had a blood clot in her right arm. She was good last week, surprisingly good. But I prefer Ko at the prices. I make this a Ko v Ko contest. Lydia Ko, I think, is the main danger to Jin Young Ko. But I only want to have one bet, and I think Jin Young is the better bet. Two-time major champion, prolific winner in the LPGA Tour. She's won six times in the last 12 months, so averaging a win every couple of months. I think we should all be toasting Jin Young Ko with a gin on Sunday night. Let's drink some gin.
Of course, I forgot. Yeah, once you do the course details, I ask you how many selections. That's why you paused. Sorry, mate, I didn't come
That's all right. No, no
correctly.
Worries.
So it's just what the answer is one, is it?
The answer is one. Yeah, we're going 4-4-1-1.
Okay, mate. Brilliant. A 4-4-1-1 formation.
That is a genuine formation.
That is a formation. Absolutely.
What a Southgate.
When you said much needed earlier, I cannot hear the phrase much needed without thinking about it. Do you remember that really rubbish golf advert they used to have? I think it was just for sort of, it was one of those generic adverts that you get for eggs or whatever, but it's for Welsh golf. It was four lads on this very picturesque sort of windswept links, and at the end of it they're having a beer, aren't they? And one says, have you got your lesson on Monday? and the bloke goes, yeah. And he goes, much needed. And they all fall about laughing.
It's they the roar with laughing, don't they?
Yeah,
just envy.
It's the funniest thing of all time. So
I'd love to be that happy. I mean, just to get...
Imagine finding
little...
that funny. Wouldn't that be great, you know? So I mean, you'd probably watch Mrs. Brown's Boys and just fall apart laughing, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be great to be like that, you know?
Yeah, I do envy people like that. That was a good advert.
It was... Right, one to go, jockeys, and it's the US Senior Open.
It is.
I don't think we've got prices from Ball Sports yet, but by the time you are watching this, I'm sure there will be some. So talk about where the course is, and then you can take us through your fancies.
I'll admit I don't know how to pronounce this one. It's either Sorson Valley, but I think it's more likely to be Saucon Valley. Have you heard of that? It's in.
How do you spell it?
It's S-A-U-C-O-N. I think it's Saucon Valley. I guess it's Saucon
Valley.
We'll go
with that. We'll
Saucon Valley Country Club is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So
Bethlehem, Israel.
We're off to
that would be mad, wouldn't it? There's probably not enough accommodation, is there, to host a major tournament? They'd all have to sleep in mangers, wouldn't they? But anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, we're off to Bethlehem, so let's hope the Lord is on our side. It's the Pennsylvania version, 6,798 yards from the tips, so it's quite long for the seniors, past 70. Yeah, this would be the event where pars mean the most this week.
Okay. How many? Well, we know how many selections, don't we? Just the one, yeah?
Just the one, yeah, yeah. Would you like
What's
to know
his
who
name?
It is? His name is Jim Furyk, who also already got a mention on this podcast for his Travelers Championship heroics. But, yeah, Jolly Jim is teeing up in his home state this week. The whole of Pennsylvania will be out to support him. I've had a look at some of the promotional material for this tournament. Yeah, it's $50, and there's lots going on. It's a good package, and you get right in the heart of the action. They've got like a tent right in the heart of one of the holes. You read up on it. It's amazing. So I think...
So you have to drive over the tent, do you?
Yeah. I wish I hadn't said anything now because I don't know the nuts and bolts, if we can still bring that into play again.
Sounds good. Yeah, $50, that sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you're in the Pennsylvania region this week, yeah, get down there. It's a really good value package. Jolly Jim. Everyone loved Jolly Jim. Pennsylvania haven't produced many great golfers. They got one in Jolly Jim. He loves the US Open. He won the US Open in 2003. He's finished second three times in the US Open not long ago, 2016. He was second in that one. So he was always going to be a serious threat when switching to the senior US Open. He's played it once, and he's won it once. He won it by three shots last year. He's the defending champion. I think
Is he 33s then?
Having a quiet year, having a quiet year. But I think he'll raise his game for this one, and this will get his competitive juices flowing. You know, he's 52 years of age. It takes a lot to get your juices flowing at 52, and he's gonna raise his game for his favourite event. Yeah, he's been on a reconnaissance mission. He was the first player to go for a practice round at Saucon Valley. He was there a month ago preparing for this tournament. He had a round with Mike Wood, the director of golf at Saucon Valley, picking his brains on the way round. I think that shows that Furyk's taking this very seriously. He was top senior last week for us in the proper US Open. I think he's going to win the senior version.
Oh, who else is in it? Who's up there at the top of the market? Is it Stephen Alker? Seems the top. He wasn't much as a normal tour pro, was he? But he's come into his own as he's got older, hasn't he?
It just goes to show, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, you
what does it go to show?
Well, you never give up on your dreams. You know, you can become something late in life. You know, you might be a complete nobody for 45 years, and then suddenly, you know what I'm saying?
I suppose it does go to show that. Yeah. Is he one of the dangers, would you say?
Well, he's your tournament favourite. Podrick Harrington. I fear Podrick Harrington. Yeah, I'm expecting big things from him as a senior. I just want one investment, and I'm going to take my chance on the big price there. Yeah, you were surprised by the price, and as was I.
It's David Toms, isn't it?
Yeah.
DT. I love the old DT. Okay, yeah. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Steve. Four tournaments. Then let's quickly recap all the selections. We'll start with the Travelers Championship.
Patrick Cantlay, Denny McCarthy, Maverick McNealy, Mackenzie Hughes.
BMW International Open.
Jordan Smith, Richard Mansell, Hurley Long, Nicholas Norgaard Muller.
KPMG Women's PGA Championship.
Jin Young Cole.
And US Senior Open.
Jim Furyk.
Brilliant. Okay, so all those tournaments start on Thursday, but obviously the German one starts at the crack of dawn, so get your bets on by Wednesday. You did touch upon the fact that you'll be going for a face spitter. So who's that? What's that going to take the form of?
Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Smith, Jim Furyk, Jin Young Ko. You know, you have a £5 each way quad and then you've done it.
Even a 50p each way quad would do it, wouldn't it?
It would do a lot.
Well, if Furyk's going to be, let's say he's 25s, 50, that's 12, that's 13 quid on Ko. She's what price is Ko? She's 8, isn't she?
I can tell you to win a million, you need £6 each way.
Okay, well, that's the best way of doing it. £6 each way wins you a million. So 60p each way costs you £1.20 and that wins you 100 grand. So why not, eh?
That'll keep the wolves from the door.
It certainly will, Steve. Anything exciting coming up between now and us convening next?
I don't know whether you can call it exciting, but it's my birthday on Sunday. I'm 44 on Sunday. So, all the fours. You know, we've got four golf tournaments. I'm 44. Maybe the Lord will show me some mercy and have four golf winners.
What have you got on your birthday?
I'm sure there's something in there. love and affection.
Yeah.
Yeah,
any material goods?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of material goods. Love and affection and steak money. That's all I mean.
Yes. Okay, Steve. Well, brilliant stuff. Thank you very much indeed. As always, thank you so much for watching. Thanks to our brilliant producer, as always, the lovely Will Carey. We are back next Tuesday for another Sweet Spot where we will be previewing the John Deere Classic and the Irish Open. And I can reveal that on Sunday week, Steve and I will be back for another Sweet Spot Live as we commentate and bring you all the latest betting moves and news, plus special guests on the final round of the Irish Open. So we'd love you to join us. For those in the meantime, bet sensibly, have a great week, enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you next week.